I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically, still 1% wrong for being under contract. In my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
All hail Shamar Stewart. Rookie, if I was the owner, that's a great start. He's not wrong.
If I were the owner.
He's definitely not wrong. The Bengals are, I mean, making fools of themselves with the Trey Hendrickson situation. And their first-round pick is unsigned because of the same kind of, you know, frugal ownership.
Yeah. They also just cut their starting linebacker because he wanted more.
You know, it's funny. The Bengals tried, and a lot of the Bengals, people that cover the Bengals, came on this station and said, like, nah, you know what? That reputation, it might not be there anymore. They pay, and then, like, right back to it this offseason. Like, oh,
yeah.
There they are again, the Bengals. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on Joe's 30th birthday.
Do you know my wife had the audacity to say to me yesterday?
Thank God you brought this up.
This is not actually have anything to do with my birthday, though.
This is great, because in our shared note for preparation, I saw the line, what my wife said to me,
I
thought, did I write that and forget what I wrote?
No.
That's what you do when you're 45. You are unsure if you wrote yourself a note.
Yeah, no, I had to remind myself because I was like offended at the comment of less than 3 months until pumpkin spice.
All right.
At a popular coffee place, whatever. We're less than 3 months away.
Because pumpkin spice season starts in September?
Yeah. And then
July, August, September.
I saw someone on Twitter like immediately after. Who's doing this to themselves? The weather just got nice, and like the countdown to the days when it snowed first last year, and it's like not that far away. Like what is everybody doing to me?
Yeah,
and doing to us. It just got nice out. Finally,
it really is nice out. It's been beautiful.
It's been a great week.
June has been a nice bounce back from May. Because May was a mess.
May was one of the worst Mays I've ever seen,
and
sure.
This June has been, you know, been fantastic.
Yeah, so we might not get a lot of it this year. I mean, we might get, what, 3 months of, like, really, really good weather until we get to the fall. Fall's always good, too. So, yeah, less than 3 months until pumpkin spice. They also do that very early there, a lot earlier than they probably should, as a lot, like, you'll see Halloween decorations, like, 3 months early. Like, you know, everyone does everything too early, but let's enjoy the summer.
Yeah.
Please.
We are less than, I had this in the notes on Monday. Monday was 2 months from the Bills' first preseason game.
Okay, against the Giants?
Mm-hmm. August 9th.
So we're less than 2 months from the first preseason game?
Yeah.
All right. The preseason. Is James Cook going to play in the preseason?
I hope not.
There's no reason for him to play even if there isn't a contract, right?
Yeah, that's one spot where the Bills might even play ball with him.
Yeah.
Hey, you're back. We know you don't have a contract. you want, if you, I mean, the Bills do this. If a guy wants to play, they might put him in. And if he doesn't want to play, especially without a contract and without any, you know what? Sure, buddy. You don't have to play in the preseason. Every rep you're going to take, there's an injury risk. And let's not add a few more in a game against the Giants in August.
Right.
I feel like that makes sense.
Right. Jackson Dart will get here, though.
Is he going to be good?
I'm very skeptical of him being good.
I don't mind him as a late quarterback pick in fantasy. I think he's a good low-risk bet.
He's in the right environment. What scares me about him still is that stat that 86% of his dropbacks last year – or no, what was it? 14% of his dropbacks were like normal
– True dropbacks.
True dropbacks.
Yeah, he rolled out and he threw screens.
RPOs. And like everything was different. So that doesn't mean he can't learn that stuff in the NFL, but if he's not experienced at all playing NFL quarterback the way an NFL quarterback typically would play, then I would be a little afraid of that. So I don't know. I would probably bet against him being really good. Big numbers.
Yep.
Last year. It was a hilarious picture yesterday of Jameis Winston running in full sprint.
Wearing number 19.
18, I think.
I think it's 19. I think Winston's wearing 19. You want to play a fun golf game right here?
Yes.
Josh,
it is 19, by the way.
Can you get the thrill of victory, the Masters coverage theme? I saw, you know, one of these engagement posts on Twitter, wherever, Instagram, and I thought, we could spend 3 minutes doing this if you want. So, all right, all four of us, Joe, Owen, Josh.
Okay.
Rank the four majors for you individually. Rank the four majors.
Rank them?
Rank them. One, okay. One, two, three, four. Where do they come in for you?
All right.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Number one is the Masters.
Masters.
100% Masters.
It's number one.
Okay. Universal number one, Masters.
Okay.
Number two. I'll go first this time.
Go ahead.
U.S. Open.
Okay. Open Championship for me.
U.S. Open.
I think it's got to be the U.S. Open just with the courses they played at.
Okay.
I like the different style. I like that it's on early. Also, whenever they're at St. Andrews, I just like how it's different.
Okay.
The variety of it.
Now we rank number three, and now we've started to deviate a little bit.
I would go U.S. Open third.
PGA.
PGA. Whoa.
Open Championship.
Yeah, the Open's third for me, for sure.
It made me realize I put the Open Championship fourth. Meh.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
It's not appealing on TV. It rarely looks pretty. You can't. The greens are. I mean, what I get is, it looks like it's sparsely attended on the landscape. Listen, it's beautiful. It's the history of golf. I get that.
Wait a minute.
It being on early is actually a bad thing. I get to 3 o'clock on a Sunday with the Open Championship, I'm done. What am I going to do for the rest of the day? I'd like to watch some more golf.
No. I want to be able to do other things during the day and watch golf. I don't want my whole day to just be sitting and watching golf in the middle of July.
Open Championship 4th, I said it.
I think it's so visually striking just because of how different it is.
And listen, he's saying it's never pretty. Mr. Fall is elite. What tournament looks the most like fall? It is the Open Championship.
It looks nothing like fall. There's no fall colors. Britain doesn't have trees.
You get the tall heather. That looks like fall, right?
Don't Google that. They probably have trees.
Britain has no trees. These courses don't appear.
They did cut
trees.
A lot of them down in Ireland. Ireland doesn't have a lot of trees.
I mean, doesn't a Lynx course have to not have many trees or any?
Oakmont, by the way, is going to look like an Open Championship course. It's a Lynx course. They cut down all the trees.
See, I like that it's... give me a tournament where it's gray and windy.
Give me the weather. Give me the weather. Battle weather.
Yeah, that's right. That's a battle.
Yeah. Like the Open, the U.S. Open is always a test against the course. I feel like the British is always a little more like battling Earth.
Yeah. Battling Earth is a great, exactly. Battling Earth in the Open Championship.
When you can just blast it over a hotel.
U.S. Open, you're just battling the jerk greenskeeper who decided to make the course 10,000 times more difficult than it needed to.
What do you battle at the other two? Masters is like legacy.
The Masters is
good. Rules.
The greens are difficult. Rules. It's a tough course. The PGA is getting better. I think the PGA is getting better. I think it's slotted in on the calendar appropriately.
I like that part. I do like where it is.
I agree with that.
And they get some great courses.
It should be higher because they play it in Rochester sometimes.
So the other thing...
Bingo!
Okay, sure. The other thing, though, about the Open Championship that I think should give it a little more credit, what's happening while the Masters are going on? Everything.
Yeah,
playoffs, the draft, what's happening during the PGA Championship? Playoffs, everything.
Yep.
What's happening during the U.S. Open? The finals in both sports. What's happening when the Open Championship's on? Nothing. It is your saving grace. It gets you through a month with no other sports, except baseball. It bridges the gap for you. We need the Open Championship more than we need the others.
To that point... What produces the best champions?
The U.S. Open has to, right?
That's what I always produces the
your last
does 10, Augusta do that?
Your last 10 winners at the Open Championship: Xander, Brian Harman, Cam Smith, Morikawa, Shane Lowry, Molinari, Spieth, Stenson, Zach Johnson, Rory.
All right, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good. I like that group. Like who? Brian Harman is maybe the only one that kind of sticks out there.
PGA, the last 10 winners.
How about the fact it's been 6 years since
Xander, Brooks, Phil, Morikawa, Brooks, Justin Thomas. Then there's Jimmy Walker in there.
Jimmy Walker.
Anyway.
There's a Y.E. Yang somewhere in the PGA winners list.
Yeah. And a Rich Beam. Far enough back. When he went like 2002, Rich Beam. Sean McKeel, of course, here at Oak Hill. All right, Extendo Sports, then we're wrapping, handing off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.